We're doing our class in Megillah. We're up to Chavtesim and Beis, and let's just review what we saw till here. We saw that there were two opinions as to what is read in Parshas Shkalim. Rav said, we read the Parsha of Tzavis B'nei Yisrael, which is really the Parsha in which the Tumid sacrifice is mentioned, which is also the Parsha that we read every Rosh Chodesh. And Shmuel said, Ki Sisa. Quick question, Rav and Shmuel, who's the halacha classically like? Halacha ke Rav be'isure. Halacha is like Rav with regard to prohibitions. The halacha is like Shmuel with regard to monetary matters. Right. That's the general rule. But we know that the halacha over here is going to be like Shmuel. So we'll have to see why. But at any rate... nice. So... Rav says we read Tzavis Mnei Yisrael, the parsha, the classical parsha of Tamid, which is really what the donations are for. Shmuel says we read Kisisa, which is where it's mentioned to give sacrifices for the temple. We said we could understand why you say Kisisa. That works with the fact that it's called Parsha Shkalim, because it's talking about donating Shkalim, half Shkalim. But if it's the parsha of Tzavis Bnei Yisrael, that's discussing the sacrifice, how come you call it Shkalim? So we said that's because within this parsha you have the allusion to the concept, from here we derive the concept, that you do need new donations yearly. So that's why it makes sense. You'd call it Shkalim, because within this parsha is the concept of Shkalim. The Gemara said, if you say you read Kisisa, what connection does that have to now? Kisisa is talking about the donations in the time of the tabernacle, in the time of the Mishkan. Answers the Gemara, yes, but within that parsha we have the allusion to the concept of the donations for the sacrifice. The parsha is really referencing three types of donations. And that's where we left off. We read this too. If you say it's that what we read is Kisisa on this Rosh Chodesh, so then, so that's unusual. People will notice. This Rosh Chodesh, I'm reading this parsha of Shkalim. But if what I'm reading is the parsha of the Korban Tamid, which is what I read every Rosh Chodesh, so what's unusual here? Answers the Gemara, Shani dilu roshei chodeshim karushita binyana diyoma b'chad b'dorosh chodesh, v'ilu aydana kulu b'dorosh chodesh. The Gemara says, because if Rosh Chodesh Adar fell out on Shabbos, I would read the full reading, all seven aliyos would be from this parsha. I wouldn't read the weekly parsha. So that's unusual. You don't do that on Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says, you remember we said that you pause in honor of all the different occasions, and on the fifth week, you go back to your regular order. So the question is, the regular order of what? So there are two understandings in the Mishnah. One understanding in the Mishnah says that we would pause the complete weekly reading each time we had to make this special reading of the parsha. So if that's the understanding of the Mishnah, then I understand that this week isn't like any other Rosh Chodesh, because in honor of this week, I don't read the weekly parsha, I only read this reading. Fine, then I understand. But there's another understanding in the Mishnah, and that understanding says that we're talking about the Haftarah, which is how we go halachically. Halachically, on any one of these four parshios, we read the weekly reading, and for Maftir, we read this part, Shkalim, Parah, Zohar, Chodesh, we have this as a special Maftir. And then the Haftarah is a special Haftarah. The Haftarah that we read from the prophets is unique for this Shabbos, but the weekly reading remains constant. So in that case, I come back to my original question. When Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, if Parshas Shkalim means that I read the regular Parsha of the Tamid, well, that's what I read on every Rosh Chodesh that falls out on a Shabbos. So how will anyone notice the difference? The whole point of these four Parshios is that people realize, hey, a special event is coming up. Here I'm doing the same thing I do every other Rosh Chodesh. If this is the weekly portion I add as Maftir, so then I'm back to my original question. What's unusual about this? How will people realize that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is coming? Answer that the time for giving the Machtzis HaShekel is coming. Answers the Gemara, Shani di lo roshei chodeshim karushita binyana diyoma v'chad karu b'dorosh chodesh, v'ilu haydana karu tlata binyana diyoma v'arba karu b'dorosh chodesh. He says a new answer. You're right. We don't pause the weekly reading completely. We leave you with 3 aliyos for the weekly reading and 4 aliyos for Rosh Chodesh, a different change. So this way you continue reading the weekly reading. Okay. Meitivei. I'll ask you a question. It says in the following braisa, Rosh Chodesh Adar shechaliot b'Shabbat, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, kohen b'pashat shkalim, u'maftirin b'yoyada kohen. We read shkalim and maftirs yoyada kohen. Bishtam alamadamar kitisa, haynud maftirin b'yoyada kohen didamile. If what I read is kisisa, then I understand that the maftir is about yoyada kohen, which is all about donations that were made for fixing up the temple, dichtiv, kesef nashot erko. Because the verse describes that the donations were like a redemption for one soul, which is the way it's described in Kisisa. But if what I read is the Parshas Tamid, how is that similar to the donations in the story of Yoyada Kohen, where they collected donations to fix up the temple? Answers the Gemara, Dami k'Rav Tevi. Same answer we gave earlier. Rav Tevi taught us that within the parsha of the Tamid, we have the allusion to this concept that you need new donations when the new year comes, and that's the similarity. Meitivei, I'll ask you another question. Chaliot b'pasha smucha laben mifna ben melachreha, korinota v'koflinota. If Parshas HaChodesh falls out adjacent to the week that you would read Kisisa, so you read it twice. So when does this fall out? When do you read Parsha Shkalim in Adar? Adar can fall out, Parsha Shkalim can fall out just before Parshas Kisisa. So then it makes sense that you ask yourself, if I'm going to read Shkalim, which involves reading Kisisa this week, and then next week I read Parshas Kisisa again, okay, then I understand. I have a question. Do I do that? Do I double it up like that? Ela lemandamar tzavt kovanim imitrami ba'uzimna. But if I read the Parsha of the Tamid, when do we read the Parsha of the Tamid? We read it last week. Mm-hmm. The Parsha of the Tamid falls on the month of Sivan. What does it mean that the Talmud says, what happens if Parsha Shkolim is just adjacent to the reading of the actual Parsha of Tamid? They're not adjacent. You have a 5-month gap in between. It never happens. So how could the Talmud be discussing a situation where Parsha Shkolim, which is in the month of Adar, is adjacent to the reading of Parshas Pinchas? Doesn't work. Answers the Gemara, in it could work. How? Libnei Ma'arava demaskil oraita bitlat shanin. In the land of Israel, they'd finish reading the Torah every 3 years. They didn't read it like we read it today. They'd read a third of a Parsha each Shabbos. And every 3 years, they finish the whole Torah. So in the land of Israel, it could come out that Parshas Pinchas ends up being in the month of Adar, because everything is divided by 3, right? Tanya Kavatei de Shmuel. I have a braisa like Shmuel that says that you should read Kisisa. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchaliot b'Shabbat, Korin Kitisa u'Maftirin b'Yoyada Kohen. We read Kisisa and we say the Maftir of Yoyada Kohen. So this is a braisa that says exactly what Shmuel says, and this is the knockout punch. Here we see a braisa directly like Shmuel. So even though ordinarily, if you have Rav and Shmuel, we said with regard to things like this, the halacha should be like Rav. But here the Gemara showed me there's a braisa that's identical with the opinion of Shmuel, and this is really how we go halachically. On the parsha of Shkolim, we read from Kisisa, which is a description of the donations of the Machtzis HaShekel to the temple, and that's an allusion to the Machtzis HaShekel we should be donating starting the month of Adar.